Hello to all my chaverim and yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. We are studying new masechta today in our Shir Mishnayos. We are doing Masechta's Rosh Hashanah, and we're starting with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, which the Gemara is on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, obviously. And it starts like this. Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehem. There are four distinct times of the year when it's considered a Rosh Hashanah. Be'echa b'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Malachim. The first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings, as Rashi and the Rav explain, that they used to count for their writing down in the Shtar what year it was, based on the year of the king, as it says in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Hei Pei Amud Aleph. Because of Shalom Malchus, it was to give honor to the kingdom, or to be in good graces with them. And the Chachamim were Kaveya, the first of Nisan, to be the beginning of the year. And even if the king started in Shvat or Adar, we would say that his year ended when the next Nisan came, and we start counting the second year of his kingdom from Nisan. The Rav adds, and so does the Ritva mention, this comes from a Pasuk. They learn that we count from Nisan. It says, Malachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Fahi b'shman m'shana v'arba me'os shana b'tzeis b'nei Yisroel Mitzrayim b'shnas harviyas b'chorj ziv u'chodesh hasheni l'malach shlom al Yisrael. So they make a hekesh. In this pasuk, they mention tzeis b'nei Yisroel Mitzrayim, and they mention the kingdom of Shlomo. So just like tzeis Mitzrayim was in Nisan, we start counting it. And so the malchus of Shlomo was counted from Nisan. The Pharisee says, so if Nisan comes in the second year that he's there, so then we bump it up, and now it's year three for his kingdom. And if a shtar was written in the second year of Nisan, and you wrote in the shtar it was the second year of his kingdom, it becomes a shtar muktam. It should have had the second Nisan that showed up should have started the third year, and you were writing it that it was in the second year of his kingdom, so you're making it a predated shtar, and that's possible to collect from, even from people who purchased or made a halva from that point on, even though you wouldn't be trying to rip them off. Still, as a kanas, since you can possibly use this shtar to collect from lekuchas, from people who purchased or before the halva, so we don't want the shtar to be good at all. The Meiri learns that we don't use the month that the king actually came onto his kingdom, because maybe people forget what exactly month he started at, and they won't know if a shtar is predated or not. The Ran learns that there always was a remembrance of the king by Yitzias Mitzrayim. That reminded them that it was a new year starting for the king. Okay, and the Alura Golem, the next one, that is has Rosh Hashanah. The Rav says that the Regal, which is Pesach, is the Rosh Hashanah for the Regalim. So Ech B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Malachim, and it's Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tovim. As far as if a person makes a neder that if 3 years, a person makes a neder that if three Regalim passed from the time he made his neder, and he wasn't Mekayim his neder, he is Oivel Abat Acher. He says he's going to bring a carbon or something like that, and he waited 3 regalim, he is Oivel Abat Acher. And Rav Shimon says he's not over Abat Acher until the 3 regalim pass in order. Okay, and the order is it has to first be a Pesach, and then a Sukkos, a Shavuos, and then a Sukkos. And Chag HaMatzos is first. Just like it says in the Pasuk in Varam Perek Tetzayin, Sukkim Tes through Pasuk Tetzayin, that it says, B'chak HaMatzos, B'chak HaShvuos, B'chak HaSukkos. So just like that is the order in the Pasuk. So these 3 Yom Tovim have to pass in that order in order to be over about the Acher. So if he made a Shvuah, let's say, between Pesach and Shvuos, so the first, and that he bring a carbon, the first yantav that comes is Shavuos, the next one comes is Sukkos, those don't count in his Baal Te'achar until we reach the next month, until we reach the next Pesach, and then that's the first month, the first regal, then Shavuos is the second regal. If he doesn't bring his carbon by the next Sukkos, then he'll be over. And Pesach Halakha is that really, if he, not like Rav Shimon, but if one yantav passed at all, and he didn't bring his neder, he's over with an essay, as it says in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Hei Devav, Ubasa Shama, Ve'Vesa Shama, that the first regal that you're there, that you come, ubasa shama, then you have to bring it. And when three regalab pass without bringing it, whatever carbon or whatever, fulfilling his neder, he's over on the Baal Ta'acher. And the halacha is not like Reb Shimon, who says you need three regalim in a row. So the first is an essay to actually fulfill what he said, and then three regalim to be over on the law of Baal Ta'acher, but not necessarily in the order. We don't pass any Reb Shimon. The verse says, if someone makes a neder that he's going to give tzedakah, he has to give it right away, unless he made a neder that he was going to pay it out a little at a time. If he made that tonight in his neder, then he's allowed to do that. So Asema says, even though, as far as regalim goes, this is a din d'oraisa, and the din we mentioned about malachim was a drabanim. So why do we mention malachim first instead of regalim? Ki Rosh Hashanah for the malachim is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Rosh Hashanah for regalim is on Tesvav Nisan. So we mention the malachim first. Continuing on in the Mishnah, the Echa be'elol Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema. The first of El is considered another type of Rosh Hashanah as far as maisa behema, as Rashi and the Rav explain. We don't take maisa from animals that are born this year on animals that were born in a previous year. As it says in Devarim Perek Yudal Pasuk Chaf Beis, Aser to Aser, it's called Tfuah Zarecha, Hayotze Hasada Shana Shana. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So they darshim that with shtei maisris hakasim adar, we're talking about two different maisris, and one is a maiser dog and one is maiser behema. And the pasuk says, shana shana, has to be year by year, and not from this year on a different year. So each year has to have its own maiser, whether it's talking about animals that were born during that year, or crops that grew during that year, have to have their own maiser, and you can't combine them with other year produce in order to take mice. The Verzerel says there's a hekesh between mice behema to mice dagan in one pasuk. That's why they're equal. That just like mice dagan is right close to when it's finished in the fields, finished growing. That's when you take off mice, because in the summer months it starts drying out in the field. And that's why it's Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, which is after it's finished growing. So similarly, Maisa Behema, when they normally give birth in Chodesh Av, the Rosh Hashanah of them is in Elul. And this, we have to learn from a Pasuk, is not to... Why do we look in the Pasuk and not look at what actually happens in real life? So Rav Moshe Heinemann brings from Rav Aaron Cutler that this is based on Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah, and based on what was in the Torah, he created the world. The Torah is a blueprint. It's the source of the Teva and the Olam. So we can learn out when things happen in the nature by looking at the Torah. That'll teach us what nature is. We don't have to go to the nature and check it out there. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Aimrim, Be'echad B'Tishrei. They say, no, not Echad Be'elol for Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behemah, but it's Echad B'Tishrei. As the Rav says, since it's a hekesh between Maaser Behemah to Maaser Dagan, just like Maaser Dagan is Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Similarly, Maaser Behemah is Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, who say Be'echad B'Tishrei. Now, Be'echa B'Tishrei, the mission continues, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. The years, Rav says, for the years of the Malchut Umos HaOlam, non-Jewish kings, Gentile kings, we can't start counting them from Tishrei. Tversirah says, again, Nafkimin is Shtaris, to know when a Shtar is Muktam or not. We go by Tishrei as far as the years of a non-Jewish king. Ule Shmitim, Ule Yovlos, also for those two, Shmita and Yovel, goes by Echa B'Tishrei. Rashi and Rav say, once Tishrei comes in, you can't start be chayrish, you can't start plowing the fields and to grow, as it then the Araisa. And Yisrael says, in the time of the bias, the Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's Halach L'Moshe MiSinai. And an Eved that is Nimkar, the Sheish, and a Nirtza, they both go out in the Yovel year on Rosh Hashanah. And even the person who sells himself would go out on the Yovel year on Rosh Hashanah. Tesser Bekiri says that Yovel, no, you have to wait till Yom Kippur for the din of Yovel. Now it says, because it says in the Pasuk, B'yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar, that's when it says you blow the shofar in Yom Kippur. So that is Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshel Broker and Broker, who says that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshel Broker and Broker, who says from Rosh Hashanah is when Yovel starts, but we hold really that it's Yom Kippur. Linatiyah, planting, is also from first day in Tishrei. The Rav says, if you planted a tree 45 days before the first of Tishrei, which would be give it 2 weeks for it to take root, because that's how long it takes for any planting to take root, and 30 days after it took root, 30 days, you need a length to have a cheshbon that it is a year, because 30 days in a year is considered a year, so together the 30 days plus the 2 weeks, that's 45 days. When it gets to first of Tishrei, we already count if it was planted, the tree was planted 45 days before, we count Echabat Tishrei to be the second year, as far as Arla goes. Okay, and the next Tishrei will count for the third year. And after the third year, when it gets Echabat Tishrei, it's the fourth year, and if it blossomed during from that planting fruits, there are usher the Arla till then, that even though Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for planting, Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for a tree, and this is already made, considered a tree, therefore its year doesn't get it out of Arla. From that point on, if things will blossom in Paris, they have a din of Taurus Revai, and you have to bring it up to eat in Yerushalayim, and on the 15th of Shvat, for the next year, it's no longer Revai, and there anything that blossoms is just yours from that point on. Also, the Yerakos, for vegetables, Rashi and Rav say, as far as Meiser of vegetables, we don't take Meiser from 1 year, anything that was picked before Shoshana, to any vegetables that were picked after Hashanah. They have each separate years. They have to be separated. We'll take off Meiser from each one separately. Now the Mishnah says, Be'echa b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilin, kidivir Beishamai says, the first Ashvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. As Rashi Rav say, this goes as far as Meiser peiros, for fruit. You don't take Meiser from the fruits of a tree that blossomed before Shvat to those that blossomed after Shvat, because by a tree we go after blossoming, not when it was picked. And the Rav adds, also it's an afkamina as far as the third year of Shemitah, which there's a din of Maaser Ani on the third and sixth year. Any peiros that blossom from Rosh Hashanah of the third year until Shvat, we look at it as the peiros of the second year that passed, and then it would be Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. And from Shvat on, it has a din of Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. And then the Gemara in Daf Yudal Min Aleph, they explain there that we count from Shvat because that's when most of the rain of the season has passed. Now, the next part of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel Aymer B'Chamisha Asar Bo, Beis Hillel say, when is the new year of trees? Is the Tu B'Shvat? And then here he says, because Tu B'Shvat is exactly in the middle of the winter season, Tekufas Teves, and after this date, it starts getting warmer, and that's when it starts blossoming in strength. So, continuing on to the next Mishnah, which is Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, in the Gemara, it's on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and it goes like this, Be'arba Prakim, four times of the year, as Rashi and Rav say, Bishana, they had that word. Ha'olam nidon, the world gets judged. As Meiri say, after we mentioned in the first Mishnah, the four Rosh Hashanah that have to do with the Bezdin down below, what Bezdin down below makes their psukim based on the four different Rosh Hashanah from Maestras and Fishtaras. Now the Tana is going to mention the Rosh Hashanah that depend on what the Bezdin, Shomayla, and Shemayim does. But Pesach al Hatfua, as the Rav says, since the Torah says, bring me the carbon omer on Pesach, so I should give you a bracha for the Tfuah in the fields. From that we know that on Pesach, we are judged on Tfuah. The first Rav says, because that's what it grows, that's why we say we're judged for the Tfuah in Pesach. And similarly, Meiri says the same thing. The Sis Chacham says, in Pesach, the Bnei Yisrael are judged if they were Mekayim mitzvahs have to do with Tfua, like Truma, Meiser, Berachos HaMazon, and if the Bnei Yisrael were judged that they were Mekayim them properly, then the Olam, the world, gets a bracha that will be a nice harvest that year. Continuing the Mishnah, about Seres, Al Peres HaIlan, on Shavuos, the world is judged for about the fruits of the tree, as the Rav says, the Torah says, Havi Lefan, we have to bring the two Shtei Lachem on Shavuos, in order that I'll give you a bracha for the Peros HaIlam. And Chita, wheat, is called Eitz in the Torah. It says in Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk Hey, Me Eitz Hadas Tovu Ra. This is going according to the Mandi Yamar that the Eitz that Adam Arishan ate was a chita, was wheat. Tefasis Yantef says, but since we see the fact that we see that you bring the Bikurim from Shavuos, as it says in Bikurim Perak Aleph Mishnah Yud, we can't bring any proof from that because that you have a Tashlumim, you can bring Bikurim from Shavuos all the way until Sukkos, so it's no really proof that Shavuos is the time that the world is judged on the fruit. And Rashi and Iran bring that reason. Meiri says the reason why the world is judged on Shavuos for fruit is because that's when fruit start blossoming on the trees. Continuing the mission of Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bali Olam over in the front of Kenei Maram. And Rosh Hashanah, the whole world passes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep in a file. The Rav says, Kibnei Imra, that's Maram is Imra, it's Aramaic for sheep. Like these sheep, that a person takes them out through a small door, one after another, in order to count them for Meiser. So we're all passing in a line in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And by these sheep, no two sheep can go together, not to mess up the count of the Meiser here too. Or everybody passes in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu in a straight line. Tosfos says, we learn from the Divrei Kabbalah, it says, in Devarim Perikit Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Mereishis Hashanah, Ad Achris Shana, which means Rosh Hashanah, we're judged what will happen by the end of the year. And we learn that Tishrei is the time, because it says in Tehillim, Perek Aleph, Tiko B'chai D'Sharfer B'Kesliyam Chageinu, which is the month that the Kes of the month is hidden. We can't see the moon. That is Rosh Hashanah. And it says there, Ki Chok L'Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov. So the Mishpat is at the time when we blow the shofar, when the moon is hidden, which is the first of Tishrei. And the Ran brings, I have Tasha. He says, if the person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, he certainly must be judged on anything that all his dealings that he deals with, on his tefuah, on his peiros, and all his other businesses. So therefore, how are they all judged in Rosh Hashanah? We just said that there are certain dates for Peres HaElan, Peres HaTefuah, not the first of Tishrei. And he was saying that the person, and supposedly everything having to do with him, is judged on the first of Tishrei. So he answers that on Rosh Hashanah, everyone passes in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu one at a time. And they make Gzeira what portion he will get from what was previously decided would be the total amount of the Peres HaElan and the Peres HaTefuah. That was a general thing, and now we're talking about what each person's portion of the general bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed on. Okay, so the reason why a person is judged Rosh Hashanah, either according to the Mandi Yamar, Tishrei Nivra Olam, so it's a new year in the from the creation, so we get judged every new year, and that was the day that Adam Arisha did his Avera, and he got he was judged with Rachamim. So therefore, they were Kaveya, for Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya, for everybody, the sons of Adam Arisha, they will also be judged for Rachamim on that same day that Adam Arisha was. But according to the Mandi Yamar, that Benisa Nivra Olam, we could say that since Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, we were all freed from the einish of the eagle, so he forgave us for that. So then we were kaveya for the beginning of that month until Yom Kippur to be Yimei Hadin. The first Rosh says maybe that's why the Tana here says over Pnei Maron 1:1 by its just like sheep, one. So therefore, people are judged individually for what they will get in their share on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav, HaYotzer Yachad Libam, HaMaven Is Kol Maaseihem, as the Mishnah says, brings this Pasuk in Tehillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yotzer all of us together, but he looks at all our Maisim, as Rav says, it means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yotzer, looks at everybody all at once. And then he can understand what each person did, that even though they're passing one at a time, they're all glanced at with skira achas in one glance and one fell swoop. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sees us and then judges each one as they pass through. And the Mishnah concludes, b'chag nidonim al hamayim, on Sukkos, there's a din for water. As the Rav says, since the Torah says, bring the nesachim on, we do the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos, so that's a time when the world is judged on how the rainy season will be. Tosafos Yantar says, it's brought in the Braisa. In the Braisa, they end up with that phrase where it says, Nisku Lefane Mayim B'chag, give me the water with a Nisach, pour it on Sukkos. Kidei Shiyis Baruch Lechem Gishmei Shana, the Braisa ends up. So that, bring the water, you should then get a bracha for the rain of that year. Now, he also brings, Tzitzitzantif, from the Radak, that it comes from this merriment and dancing, clapping for Simcha on Sukkot. Okay, there was extra Simcha Beis HaShoeva, therefore, it's roy to be called, he wants to know, why is Sukkot called Chag? Why isn't Atzeres, why isn't Shavuos called Chag, or Pesach called Chag? So he says the reason is there's extra Simcha on Sukkos, there's extra singing, dancing, and the Simcha on the base of Shoeva. Therefore, Sukkos is the one, it's more special, it's called Chag, and that's why in the Tefillah we say Zman Simcha Seinu, there's extra Simcha on Sukkos. Okay, that's our shiur for today. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.